Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
While it might not seem like it, spring is just around the corner for sprint car racing fans. Let's go in-depth with Denise Emmel and Maureen Nichols with the Knoxville Racing Charitable Foundation. What is it about sprint car racing that you enjoy so much, Denise?
We moved here in 1974, and my dad got transferred, and so I started going to the sprint car races then, sitting on the wooden bleachers, and I think just the camaraderie of the people that I have met throughout the years, getting to know the drivers and their families and just watching them grow from their kids starting to drive now, and it's just a lot of fun, and like I said, I enjoy working out there and meeting different people and supporting our drivers locally that we can.
Maureen, what do you enjoy?
Well, kind of the same thing as a young kid. One of my best friends' dads did the lights back in the days when you had to go around and actually switch each light pole on. Being there all those years, but now with KRCO, it's like Denise said, meeting the families, the drivers, and getting to help those drivers that get injured, help them out financially or any other way. And watching people grow, as she said, but it's just a lot of fun. And then from the community aspect, seeing that the money that racetrack brings into town. And so, you know, we get a lot of visitors here. People love our community. Our community's good to them. We're known around the world for being the friendliest racetrack and the best racetrack.
It's always fun when people are here.
It is. Well, the week of, we might not think it's fun, but it is fun.
You know, and when we go over at the for the banquet and to see how much money we have raised so we can give our drivers these funds for them to help them with their safety equipment, their insurance and everything, then it's all worth it to me and Maureen. So, and all of the girls in the group, you know, I think we reflect over the summer, you know, what kind of a job we did and how good. It kind of is a developing, makes me feel good.
Right.
And we're talking about the Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization. And all women.
Right.
Yes.
Now. Yeah.
Yep.
We're not opposed. We've had men before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They don't stay around very long.
When they realize they can't watch all of the races, then.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, because, you know, we're there working, and Saturday night, I got to see the B and the A main of the Nationals, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, we have a TV in there, but you're just too busy to even really watch it.
Yeah, and what are you doing?
Selling 50-50 tickets, counting money.
Yep, we got to count all that
telling
money.
Telling people where the bathrooms are.
Yep, tear all those tickets. And
we're kind of like the hospitality there.
Yeah.
Information
right.
booth.
So yeah.
That's what's fun.
It is. And you know, we have had the same people come back year after year, it seems like, to stop by and say hi. And I know my parents have had people stay with them for 20 plus years. And it's just, I don't know, the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there members? I mean, or is it just an informal group of you that get together?
We're a board. I mean, we're an elected board. Volunteers, strictly volunteers. We used to have 9 members. It's just been a struggle to keep people because it's a lot of dedication of your Saturday nights through the summer and really throughout the year, all the other stuff and meetings every month. So we've cut our board down to 7 for now. We rely on a lot of volunteers to come in and help us work those nights so we can have a night off. And of course, the organizations that come in and sell tickets for us, there's no way us old ladies could do it.
No.
I mean, no, really. I mean, we have amazing groups and, you know, we make great donations to the organization. For them, for selling tickets for us, help them out.
More in depth after this.
I I continued my conversation with Denise Emmel and Maureen Nichols with the Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization. And we're coming up on the 8th annual fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And when's that?
February 23rd. This is, like you said, our 8th year. Our doors open at 4. We'll have a silent auction. It starts at 4 and it ends about 8 o'clock normally. Mm-hmm. We have various times for the tables to end. And then we have a live auction at 7 p.m. I think we've been record time. About 2 hours is about all we try to keep it to keep people there. But that's always fun, too. We have a lot of great items.
Yeah. And our meal is prepared by the Checkered Fly Concessions. That's at the Saturday night, the regular concessions people. And this year we're going a little different. We're having roast or lemon chicken with potato, corn, green beans, and a roll. And that's going to be served from 5 to 8 for $10 a person.
And I presume it's at Dyer Hudson?
Yep.
Yeah.
Always at Dyer Hudson.
Okay. And again, that's Saturday night, February 23rd. Doors open at 4 and live auction at 7. And there's a pretty good crowd, huh?
Yeah.
We have had.
I think last year we served about 300. We do have a good crowd. And last year was the most drivers. Did we have 25 drivers, I think? So we try to encourage that because this is for them. The money that we raise is to help. We buy insurance for them every year. And this year we gave them a $1,000 certificate to Jocko's, which is, they're based out of Carlisle, but they're in the infield to sell safety equipment. And he did all the work and went out and got other vendors for race suits and helmets and seats and any kind of safety equipment. So he's giving them at a discounted price. That's going well. This has been nice to work with him. But this is for the drivers. It's fun, you know. Chili Bowl just got over. A lot of people meet up down there. Now about February, it's time for everybody to get geared up for racing again. So the racing family gets back together.
And so you buy insurance for all the drivers?
The drivers from the previous year. If they race 75% of the time at Knoxville, then they qualify for points. So we buy insurance for all the drivers that raced here 75% of the time last year. We did have an exception this year. We had a young man that had a wreck early on, didn't have the funding or backing to get his car. We voted, and he's going to be insured, and he received their certificate. I mean, we do that case by case. You know, someone can get injured and be out for the season, then we don't want them not to be insured if they come back next year. So we kind of do that.
And that's not cheap.
It's not cheap. Well, it really isn't. $400 a driver.
A driver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice policy. It works for them at any track they're at, that they're racing at. So it's not just Knoxville. It's just an additional insurance. And a lot of those guys don't have insurance to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have it in their regular job, but it's be like you and I. It's not going to cover you in a sprint car.
Well, this might be something to keep drivers coming to Knoxville where they could go somewhere else. I hadn't thought about that.
We hope so. Yeah. You know, we hope it keeps these drivers keep coming back week after week to as an incentive for them. It's like with the 75% driving, you know, they do have to be here quite a bit of the time. So we hope it's a good incentive for them to keep coming back.
Well, and we also started in the last couple of years the incentives of we pick nights, different nights throughout the year. We buy tires 1 week for the 305 drivers. Those are expensive. Next week for 360s, the next one for 410s. We bought tear-off, the plastic tear-offs. We bought tethers. We saved some money back to do that throughout the year, and we announced that anybody, you don't have to be a 75% driver. Mm-hmm. Kind of last year, we didn't think it through when we did it on a big race night. We spent a lot of money, but, you know, they all had a good tire to race on, so and they were very appreciative. And, you know, there's not any other track that does what we do. So.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Denise Emmel and Maureen Nichols with the Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization. And so let's just say that somebody can't make it that night, or is there any way they can just donate?
Oh,
This is a 501c3, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. We have a Facebook page. They can contact myself or Denise, call the racetrack. We have that a lot, make donations to it. Some of our drivers, it's funny, that's their easiest way is to make donations. We are still accepting donations for auction items. up until like the 16th of February.
Okay, so what kind of auction items do you need?
Well, a little bit of everything. You know, when we first started 8 years ago, I think it was all about racing. But we really get some neat things now, baskets that it's nice if a business can make a basket. We have Green Bay Packer mailbox. We have...
They aren't in the Super Bowl.
I know, it would have been better. I have a Colts football. I just have a gentleman here in town that donates a lot of NASCAR stuff every year. He donated a beer or wine fridge, a Coors Light beer or wine fridge, hotel stays, lots of gift certificates. I don't know. We do have a lot of racing things. The racing things are fun because some of the drivers will bring like a side panel. They like to bid against each other. I mean, we do have fun with the auction.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's just...
I can't think of anything.
Iowa Speedway, Chicago Bears, Chicago Cubs, you know, the zoo, Barnstormers, you and I, Iowa State.
This is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Balloon rides. Everybody wants a balloon ride. We just have a lot of donations. And right now we're just gathering everything together, and then we're going to make some baskets. Because sometimes you get a lot of gift certificates, and you don't want them to go for nothing. I mean, people made that donation, and so we make fun baskets. Last year we had a couple surprise boxes. They were Dale Earnhardt Jr. boxes, and we threw some stuff in and threw cash in a couple of them, and so we bid on it. And this year we have a bunch of Crown Royal bags that were donated to us, so we're going to have those like on a pegboard, and you can buy them for $20, $25, whatever, and some might have $100, some might have a gift certificate. Just make it kind of fun.
It's just a fun night for families, too.
Kid-friendly.
Now, can you each share a particular, incident where you were able to help a driver and it really made a difference?
Well, just this past winter, the driver, local driver here, was burnt.
Rob Kubley. Just not very long ago.
Yeah, like December, I think, you know, and they sent him up to Iowa City's in the burn unit. And so we've been able to send him some money.
And actually the racetrack matched us on that.
Yeah.
You know, I went to them and asked. He was one that was not a points driver, so that was one we have. We have an automatic that if you're injured at the track, you get a set amount of money, which we can give more if they need it, or if you're injured at another track and you're one of our drivers. But this gentleman was one who had car trouble, didn't race here the whole year. He was injured. We took it upon ourselves and did that and made a donation. Craig Delansky, the crowd pleaser. Everybody loves Craig Delansky. A friend of mine reached out to me. He was injured years ago racing and had several back surgeries, and they were hurting for money. We made a donation to him. He sent us the nicest letter, gonna race again this year. I mean, that's what makes you feel good is when you can help somebody like that.
Well, and they asked us, the racetrack asked us when Kevin Swindell was injured, you know, and we, amongst all the other duties that we had that week with Nationals, we had buckets that we went through and just stood so people could donate while they walked
and
in.
And Jason Johnson,
yeah. Just, you know, like Maureen said, it's a feel-good type thing, you know, that you're doing something to help them for a sport that all of us enjoy.
Thanks to Denise Emmel and Maureen Nichols for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.